us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, congratulations on the wins.
Yeah, thanks, Schultz.
Two straight nights, Tom, last Saturday night and tonight. You finished off a team in the third period.
No, I was proud of the guys. And no, I was just proud of the guys. And it was a good third period. And, again, a lot of urgency and played a lot of passion, a lot of will. And I was really proud of them.
Fans may look at the box score tomorrow and say, wow, there are a lot of penalties there in the third period. You kind of knew that they were going to call some down the stretch just to keep things from getting out of hand. But you guys certainly were dominating play the entire third period tonight.
You know, and it was actually Schultz, I'm actually glad we got some penalties right there because some other guys actually got some reps in the kill. So that was actually, to me, it was a positive where other guys could kill. We got Seuss out there. We had Leo out there a little bit. You know what I mean? So we had some other guys right there. So I wasn't all bent out of shape right now. It was actually all right.
I don't want to compare Jerry Fitzgerald to Alex Ovechkin, but the staff was watching some of the highlight shows last night in the hotel, and Ovechkin had one heck of a bomb from that left circle, and Jerry with two of them tonight.
No, Jerry's got a missile. And, you know, what you're going to start seeing, Schultz, and you're going to see it tomorrow, and you're going to start seeing it, teams are going to take them away. So we're going to have to obviously find some other guys to get it done on that power play. There's no question. Or we got to move Jerry around a little bit.
He obviously loves that spot. What is it about players that have one spot where they just can't seem to miss?
Well, he's got to do is hit the net, and they're gonna save it sometimes. It's gonna get blocked sometimes, but again, he's got such velocity on his shot, and it comes off his stick so quick. It is what it is, and he's got a gift. We haven't had many guys, honestly, Schultz. I don't know if we've had a guy here since I've been coaching, and that's 16 years, that can play the half board like him with a one timer. You know, Brad Hunt was up top on the power play. He was different, you know. And we haven't had anybody, I don't think, remotely close to him. How dynamic he is with his stick and his shot on the power play. We've never had anybody at Bemidji State like that since I've been coaching.
Tight game in the third period. Kyle Bauman with a steal just outside the blue line, and boy, that guy is fast.
Nah, he's a good player. He's such a good player, and you're exactly right. He plays with a lot of fast twitch, and he's just such an honest player.
You guys have played on Olympic ice now twice this year at Northern and now here. You guys seem pretty darn comfortable.
You know what, Schultz? We've got speed. We can make plays, and we're experienced now. So I think that helps. I really think that helps, and I don't mind it whatsoever. I don't mind it at all. We find ice and get guys who can make plays.
Being on the road, coming here, winning on Friday night, makes the weekend a whole lot easier, isn't it?
Well, it does. And again, we just addressed the team and just said we got to be selfish right now, and we got to be selfish. And you can do so much for yourself by winning tomorrow, you know. And but again, we'll worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is a good victory for the guys. I was proud of them, and you know, we just got to have a post game meal. So let's get out of here, Schultz.
Will do.
All right, buddy.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications post game show tonight.